Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, July 26, 2021. Is this the day that a bipartisan infrastructure deal comes into being, or is it the day where it becomes clear it's falling apart? Let the blame games begin. It's not entirely clear if what we're seeing at this moment in the negotiations over the bipartisan infrastructure deal are sort of last-minute attempts at gaining final leverage over final items between the parties, or if we're actually seeing the beginnings of the deal falling apart. It depends on sort of where you sit, how you see this going right now. President Biden, for his part today, was in the Rose Garden for an event commemorating the 31st anniversary of the American with Disabilities Act. And he told reporters that he is still indeed optimistic. He says, of course, that he is always optimistic that a bipartisan deal can get done, but he says that he is keeping his optimism up. This is after last week in the CNN town hall, President Biden said pretty clearly today would be the day, when asked specifically how long he's willing to let these negotiations play out before it's sort of the do or die moment. He said Monday, today is the day. Now, it's not clear that at the end of the day today, we're going to have legislative text for the Senate to actually vote on and proceed forward with. And in fact, there are some signs that things aren't going so great at this particular moment. There was, over the weekend, a so-called global offer made by the Democrats to try and close out all of the remaining issues that have been sticking points in these negotiations, whether it was from how to fund transit to water funding to broadband. All of it was sort of these final sticking points. Well, that global offer by Democrats to sort of close out all the outstanding issues, that was rejected by Republican members of the negotiating group today. And in fact, those Republican members said in that global offer, Democrats were breaking promises already made. Republicans said that the bipartisan group had already agreed not to fund baseline spending. And yet, in this global offer from Democrats, Republicans claim it included baseline spending for the Senate water bill, something Republicans thought had been agreed was not going to be part of this. There are a few other items dealing with labor issues, like the Davis-Bacon component to the bill, dealing with prevailing wages in existing programs, but not adding these prevailing wage requirements to new programs. Well, in the global offer, Republicans claim Democrats wanted to see more of those prevailing wages requirements in some new areas, like broadband, cybersecurity, and others. And Republicans claim that the White House is not willing to agree to any offsets until all the spending is closed out. So you can see the finger pointing going on here, okay? And when a blame game starts on Capitol Hill, that's usually not the rhetoric of we're moments away from a press conference standing shoulder to shoulder announcing a deal. In fact, Democrats said that Republicans had reneged on the agreement dealing with how to fund water systems. And Senator Romney came out with a statement saying, quote, this is laughably false. So this is a moment where one side is claiming the other side is moving goalposts, and it's hard to see through the fog as to whether or not this is simply posturing to get the final details agreed to, or if this is the beginning of the fraying of a deal. What is clear is that Joe Biden has now made this his top priority. He sees if he can get a deal, he sees that as an enormous victory, not just legislatively, but philosophically, in terms of proving to the country that the parties can work together. But think about this about the state of our politics. This should be the easiest possible thing in the world to get both parties to agree to. Members love to go back home and claim, hey, I brought the bacon home right here to my state, to my district. Even if they can get this bipartisan deal agreed to, do not expect to see some breakout of bipartisanship. I think the difficulty in getting this deal done, if it gets done, shows that this is a one-off and is not likely to be recreated in any other aspect of Washington political life. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.